Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
So that little betting nugget that I dropped there, Fourier, and by the way, at 10:30, Gresh and Fourier, another winner, another group of winners in the lunchtime parlay. How about that? Of course, one of the games got canceled that added a little juice to the parlay. You won about $70 if you rode with us. Our guy Bears out in Arizona listening on the Odyssey app once again.
Really? Well, how about Nick's friend who wimped out?
Donut said, I'm taking everything besides Mike Trout.
Yeah, for those who, our guy Donuts Carrero, who for those who remember was for one season the right-hand man of Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione in the Sox booth, and now he's working in the nerdy stat world of baseball or whatever, our boy Nate. He did not believe in your Mike Trout part of the parlay, and he porked himself.
And talk about juice, that provided the most juice. And
well,
since we lost the Knicks bet.
Yeah, that Marlins game got, what, rained out, postponed, whatever the hell it was. And,
again, house money.
There is no such thing.
There is no such thing. I was like, wait a second. I agree with you?
So, deep down, off of that little gambling nugget where now it's even, and the betting markets are not necessarily an indicator of how things are going to go. But now you've got both guys at last check, it was -115 for either Drake May or Jaden Daniels to be the number two pick in the draft, signifying an odds shift. Do you make anything of that?
No. There is no such thing. I like that. Means a lot to me. Do I make anything of the lines moving?
Yeah, basically.
No, I was actually going to ask you, what would be the indicator inside the bowels of all the, you know, where all these lines are made? I have no idea who does it. What would be the indicator for those people who are deciding to move the lines you know, who set them originally to change them?
I think it would probably just be connected to overall handle of the sports books that all talk to each other, let's say.
So it's not like somebody talked to somebody. It's like they're just following the grid.
I think some of it can be informational. I would say some of it might be just trying to juice the betting market a little bit to be able to get a little more on both. I don't think it's necessarily a massive indicator of what is to come, but it has proven an indicator in the past.
Because I'm glad you said that, because there isn't a real indicator. It's all manipulated. It's all, they're just messing with your mind.
Well,
here's the thing. They're just trying to trick you is what they're doing.
If there weren't if there weren't bet limits on this, it would be easier to just sort of follow the money. The following the money is now on the ticket count and just the overall amount of handle. Or maybe there were a couple of places, Christian, that allowed more than, you know, four figures on a bet or something like that when it comes to these. Because with these kinds of props in terms of where players could be drafted within a draft, there are some states that don't even allow you to bet on that.
Yeah, and just for – so last year at this time, this is from your buddy from Sharp Football, right? but last year,
my massive friend base.
Yeah. The NFL draft odds. Okay. For the number two overall pick, Will Levis was the favorite to be the number two pick in the draft overall.
And what did he go, eighth or something? Or
Will
whatever.
Levis?
Oh, no, he went
30.
He went 33rd. Sorry,
yeah,
or whatever.
He stuck around like
Will
all
Levis
day.
Because somebody on Reddit that was actually right about something beforehand posted that on Reddit. So it boosted everything for Will Levis through the roof.
Do you remember who the second pick was? Was it Will Anderson?
No, C.J. Stroud.
Oh, okay. So C.J. Stroud at this time last year was plus 500.
Levis was pick 33.
Yeah. So and then you had Tyree Wilson, who was an edge rusher out of Texas Tech. Will Anderson, who from Alabama went to Houston. And, yeah, C.J. Stroud, plus 500. So to answer your question, a long-winded way of getting to it, no. I make absolutely nothing, read nothing into this. Zero.
So now that we've got that established, isn't this what the Patriots are kind of sort of praying for? Oh, Jaden Daniels fell to us at number three. Boy, how lucky are we?
How do you think if the Commanders are at two, they have your pick, the pick that you want?
Mm-hmm. They have your guy.
They have your guy, right? Because you listen to Schefter, it's pretty much just a done deal that Jaden Daniels is going to be coached by Cliff Kingsbury.
Well, Adam Peters, the GM in Washington, I do believe yesterday said something to the effect of, yeah, we have no reason to move off number two.
Yeah, no, yeah, but he's like, not even going to happen, basically. We're sticking around, which is like a hard-o move in itself. If I'm the Patriots, what do I have to do to kind of send a flare or a message or, you know, a secret note.
Message
I don't know,
in a bottle?
To let the Commanders know that there's something wrong with Jaden Daniels that they previously didn't realize.
Yeah, that's
hard. You got to scare them. What could you – because they're the only people that you're really trying to get to, because I 100% believe that the guy that they want is Jaden Daniels. And I think because the guy they want is Jaden Daniels and they're not going to be able to get him – That will change their philosophy with the third pick in the draft.
Well, here's the problem is that if the Patriots are engaging in any sort of kind of smear campaign, propaganda, or something like that to try to hurt the stock of Daniels for them to fall to him or to fall to them, it becomes counterintuitive in a way. Hey, let me crap all over this player and then pump up the fact that we got him.
Well, they wouldn't do it openly. It would be a back-channeling thing.
Right,
you know?
And you know that a lot of that stuff does get out, and all it takes is one pissed-off agent.
You know what it takes?
To be able to
I'll tell you what
put
it takes.
That out.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Somebody releasing a video of somebody doing something that they shouldn't be doing an hour before the draft.
So we need somebody to release a full-blown gas mask, weed-smoking video of Jaden Daniels.
That's it.
But nowadays, I don't even know people care. I watched that Laramie Tunsil video and was like, now that's inventive.
At the time, he could have gotten suspended for it.
Yeah, I didn't think when I was looking at that video that came out of Laramie Tunsil, I was not thinking, boy, that guy can't be my left tackle. It's like, come on now.
It is funny, though.
Jordan
Davis,
like, drag raced and somebody died.
Still 15 pick. Or whatever it was. Yeah.
If most of these, like, if these schools knew what really went on, that's why the one thing that stood out to me with Bill when he talked about draft process, there's the medical, there's the tape, there's the in-person evaluation, the personality test, and then there's, what do you call it? I think he called it security.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's basically like, okay, how many private investigators can I hire to really find out the truth? Because everybody's hiding everything. So you talk to their friends, you go to their school, you try to... There's so many draftees that I know about that are either coming out this year that other players have told me, and I'm like, wow, if the scouts knew this, they would run for the hills. They would run. The teams would run. But every single kid coming out has got something that if they knew about it, they'd be really worried about it. Because not everybody's a Bible-thumping, tree-hugging, perfect person. Most of them are flawed.
Yeah.
I would say 90% of them are flawed in some way.
And they're young and they have access. And now they've got more money than ever before because of NIL and stuff. So they are going to do dumb things. Like Nick had mentioned about Davis, but you can look at a bunch of those guys at Georgia and be like, you can have reasons to kind of nitpick some of those dudes. You can text us at 37937. Well, there's a text that came in that I want to read real bad on the whole, like, how do you try to hurt his draft stock? Someone suggested, tell people he's gay, as if that would make it plummet. Yeah, exactly.
Nobody cares.
It's more of a reflection of that person than it is
The things that, like, anything else. That used to be an issue.
Yeah,
not.
Like ripping blunts doesn't matter
nobody
anymore.
Cares.
If people think that you are a homosexual, it does not matter in the NFL anymore. It never really did.
What do you think would force a team to take a step back if they saw these two things? Okay, with a player, him smoking a blunt or gas mask or doing a keg stand at a frat party. Which one of those scenarios do you think a GM or a head coach would be like, oh, no, we can't, too risky?
As crazy as it sounds, it's going to be the keg stand.
It's going to be the keg stand. Is that nuts? I agree with you.
Yeah, because
the
it's
the keg stand.
Oh, they're
crazy.
Hey, I'm in
Lake Havasu, Arizona, spring break. Woo!
There we go. I'm in Tulum, Mexico.
Smashing beers on my head.
Exactly.
Oh,
there'd be people who look at that
crazy.
Much more differently than they would smoke.
And all, it's crazy. All these guys went to college. They were all part of the party life. They were all, maybe some of them were in a frat, or maybe they're on a team, which is basically a de facto frat. And let's tell the stories about your, locker room experience in the 70s.
Hell,
are you kidding me?
We had a game taken away from us because, well, my football team went in and beat the hell out of a frat. That didn't look good on anybody. But I've never been asked about it, though. Just like in radio, I've never been been in radio for almost 30 years now, for God's sakes, or whatever, and no one has ever said, oh, what is your advanced education, son? None of that.
I got into a massive, massive fight my senior year before the draft. Huge fight. Pearl Street.
Wasn't publicized at all. No way. This is the first time we're all hearing about this.
It was crazy. It was like it led the news in Colorado. It was a whole thing. I had to hire an attorney. My dad had to fly out from L.A. I mean, it was.
Oh, your dad probably walked in and took over.
No, he did. He did. Yeah, and it was crazy. All the coaches asked me about it at the combine and at all my little visits. and nobody cared at all. Not one person cared. Zero craps given. But if I would have been doing a cake stand or smoking a blunt, we don't know about your character.
You know what's really funny?
We don't know about it. We can't really trust you.
Is that not 90s football in a nutshell? I don't want a drinker or a drugger,
yeah,
but I'll take a fighter any day. Am I wrong on that?
That's my point. That's why I'm laughing about
it. I
shouldn't have been worried.
I had an old nutty offensive line coach at URI in the 90s. There was this guy who was, I won't even say his name. He's a hardened criminal, killed people, stuff like that, all right, in the ACI. But at the time, there was a lot of like legal challenges or whatever. I remember my offensive line coach being like, I'm going to go get that guy out of the ACI. Show you what it's like to be tough.
I know.
That's what I want.
It is.
Like comparing.
It's such an asset.
It's like, yeah, I want you to fight like a murderer. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, and they would, and then those
but
were
But that
the
was ad, 90s the, football.
Yes, it's
but
like,
God forbid we share a, you know, a joint.
It's completely flipped now.
But if you defend the quarterback and beat someone's ass and leave them laying in a parking lot, we'll defend you up and down. It's wild.
It's crazy. Man, I was shaking my boots back then, too.
Oh, of course.
God, I got the call in the morning.
You're about to go to the NFL.
Yeah, coach would like to see you in the office. Dude, what happened?
Nothing worse than that, right?
I was like, geez.
The old, we need, when the football secretary calls, we need you to come down to the office.
And they won't tell you why?
Yes.
It was like 9 a.m.
Yeah, now and that's what you do to your kids to freak them out. Yeah, I need to talk. Yeah, I'm good for the text. Yeah, we're going to talk when I get home. That way you can think about it all day. That's what I got.
Yeah.
That's what my mama do. Well, I wait till your dad gets home.
That was always the threat.
Oh, yeah. Well, dad's working midnight shift. She go, well, good. He'll be home before you get sent to school. It's like, damn. And I knew it was coming. Kidding me? A backhand, a forehand of some kind, something or other. Rodney Harrison, he ain't lobbing no opinions on this one. Rodney Harrison with some strong thoughts on what the Patriots should do at number 3 next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!